From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to our second hour to you folks all over America that listen to our show regularly. Jim Brown's Common Sense, my website, jimbrownusa.com. Got a new app out there, too, by the way. A free app, Jim Brown, is all you type in. And you can listen to our shows on your iPhone, on your iPad, wherever you happen to be. Hey, let me tell you, if I had to go off on a desert island and I was given five movies that I would take with me, then I would be able to see it the rest of my life. One of them would be the riveting movie by Alfred Hitchcock called The Birds. I see it about twice a year. I love The Birds. And, of course, the star of that movie was the gorgeous Tippi Hedren, who has been an icon of the movie business for so many years. She has some other pursuits now we're going to talk about. But, folks, guess what? This is a real treat for me because we have on the show right now this lovely actress, Tippi Hedren. Tippi, good morning. Glad you joined us today.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's very nice to speak with you.
And I'm very serious about that. We're a big movie bus. My father-in-law at one time had about 400 theaters throughout the South, based out of New Orleans, the Gulf State Theater chain. And he was so excited. He had met you, he told me. My father-in-law's name is Teddy Solomon. He is about 92 now, but some years ago he'd met you, and you've always been an icon for him. And he joined me in saying that, and you know, he's got every movie that he has ever shown his screen. He's kept copies of, so he's probably got hundreds and hundreds. But he agreed with me that if we had to have just a handful, that your movie be The Birds would be one we'd like to have.
Isn't that fun? You know, it's so terrific to have a film in any actor's career that holds up and is remembered by everyone.
That has the life and legs to it.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a lot to talk about, but look, if I could just because it's so exciting to have you about The Birds, to just tell our listeners who would be fascinated to know that how you were discovered by Alfred Hitchcock and what it was like to work with this guy we've heard so much about over the years. But he discovered you for this movie and made you such a superstar. And how did he discover you?
I have to preface this with I was a fashion model in New York with the very famous Eileen Ford agency,
right.
And in the 50s, and of course that was when television first came into our lives really powerfully, and of course with the television came the advent of the television commercial, and so along with the fashion modeling, I was doing a tremendous number of commercials, and I did a commercial. It was a pet milk product called Seago. It was a diet drink, and it was sort of a storyline, and it was running on the Today Show, and Alfred Hitchcock and his wife, Alma, we used to watch the Today Show often, and he decided to find out who this girl was, where she was, and so he sent a particular executive to find me, and he did, and I had just moved back to California, because I wanted my daughter Melanie to be able to have just a simple independence of saying, Mommy, I'm going out to play.
And I don't want to break
the streets of New York.
Don't want to break into you, but I want my listeners to know that you're talking about Melanie Griffith, who's a super actress in her own right and one of my favorites, Working Girl. So many great
films. Wonderful.
Oh, so I know you're very proud of her, but she had good breeding in her lovely mama. Now go ahead, you keep telling me the story.
Okay, so anyway, this executive called me on Friday the 13th of October of 1961. And he explained the situation, and that he said a producer is interested in you, and would you come over and meet with me and bring any film that you have in your fashion photos or whatever. And I said, well, who is it? And he said, we'll talk about that when you get here. And I went to the meeting, and he didn't tell me who it was, and did not throughout the whole meeting tell me who it was. And so over the weekend, I was put through this suspense thriller of my own, thinking, who is this person? And Monday morning, I was asked to go back to Universal and met with a number of executives. None of them would tell me who it was. All, you know, with each one I was introduced to. And Tuesday morning, I was asked to go to MCA, which is a huge agency, a talent agency. And it was the agent there who said, Chippy, Alfred Hitchcock wants to sign you to a contract.
Oh,
and if you will accept the terms, we'll go over to meet him. Isn't that amazing?
And I want to tell some of our younger listeners that although they've heard of Alfred Hitchcock back in the 50s and the 60s, I mean, he was the icon. Alfred Hitchcock was, as far as direction and putting motion pictures together, when he spoke, everyone listened, and he was just a giant during that period of time. So I could see why they kept it all secret. So I've got so many questions to ask you. You filmed The Birds. Now, you know, in this day and age, it would all be animated. It would all be done by computer, and it wouldn't be any birds there. Now, tell my listeners, did you actually have live birds that were hurled at you?
Oh, yes, we did. We worked with ravens and gulls, and there was a really wonderful bird trainer, the late what's his name? Anyway, it'll come to me again. But he was absolutely fabulous with those birds, and he loved them so much and admired them and was terrific in training them. But, yes, we did use real birds. They used mechanical birds with the children.
Right.
Ray Berwick is his name. You know, the scenes where any time the children were used, they used mechanical birds. Now, when I first read the script, I said, Mr. Hitchcock, how would we be doing this scene at the end of the film where I go up the stairs into that room all by myself,
right,
knowing how what had happened to people in the city, the children, you know, the devastation that was wreaked upon this area by the birds. And I said, why would I go up there? And he said, because I tell you to. And I said, and how would we be doing that shot? And he said, oh, well, we're going to use mechanical birds like we do with children. I said, perfectly fine. And all through that six-month shoot, they all lied to me. They did not tell me that they were going to use mechanical birds. And the morning that we were filming, the assistant director, and incidentally, his name is Jim Brown. He came into my dressing room on the set, and he couldn't look at me. He was looking at the floor, at the walls, at the ceiling. And I said, "What's the matter, Jim?" And he said, "The mechanical birds don't work. We have to use real ones."
Oh,
and out
geez.
The door he sailed, and my jaw just fell to the ground. And I went onto the set, and around the door, you know, the set that I walked into was a chain-link cage. And in that cage were about three or four cartons of seagull gull, and raven, and threw a few pigeons thrown in, and there were prop men with gauntlets up to their elbows,
and Tippy,
up to their shoulders, and they hurled them at me for 5 days.
Unbelievable. And I want to come back and talk some more. We got so many questions to ask you. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to the marvelous actress, Tippi Hedren, star of The Birds and so many other exciting things. She's going to come back and tell us about her love, too, about cats, lions, and we'll have that all here with you here right now. So, Tippi, give me just a chance to do a little business. This is the Jim Brown Common Sense Show, jimbrownusa.com. Get yourself a cup of coffee. We'll come right back and talk to this marvelous actress, Tippi Hedren, right when we come back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. And if you're looking to add a roof to a new structure or wanting to upgrade from your current roof, give the professionals of Classic Metal Roofing a call today. Classic Metal Roofing has a proven history of staying on the leading edge of residential metal roofing. High winds, hail, and fire are no match for the Classic Metal Roof. With several different colors and themes to choose from, and even some that look like actual wooden shingles, you're sure to find a product to fit your needs. Classic Metal Roofing systems are made from an aluminum, so they do not rust or are not broken down by the elements. Classic is so convinced of the superiority of their metal roofing systems, they back up their products with a lifetime limited warranty for the original owner and a 40-year transferable warranty for all the future owners. So what are you waiting for? Check them out online at classicroof.com or give them a call today at 1-800-543-8938. That's 1-800-543-8938.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I am honored to have one of my all-time favorite actresses. She's the lovely Tippi Hedren. She's made a number of movies, Alfred Hitchcock, and I can go on and on about her marvelous career. Tippi, I know we want to talk about these exotic casts. Before we do, though, just tell me, if you would, about your experiences with Marlon Brando. I mean, he's an icon who covers time, just like your movie The Birds do. What did you think of Brando? Was he a real character off the wall, or was he really such a gifted, talented actor?
Well, Well, he certainly is was a gifted, talented actor. The interesting thing about the film that I did with Marlon was working with Charlie Chaplin. He was was his last movie that he directed in 1965 it was titled A Countess from Hong Kong. And Marlon and Sophia Loren and I were in this film together. Well, of course, Marlon is a method actor. Was a method actor. And the way Charlie directed was that he would act out all of our different roles as his form of direction. And, of course, Marlon didn't appreciate that.
What did he pay any attention to him?
Oh, no. In fact, he wanted to get out of the contract. And Charlie said, well, you can't get out of the contract. And if you decide to do that, we'll each call a press conference and we'll see who wins this battle. So anyway, Marlon continued in the film, and we saw very little of him. He would only be on the set when it was ready to call action. But I'll tell you, the movie was really watching Charlie Chaplin. I mean, he would become my character, Sophia's character, Marlon's character, everybody. I mean, he was just such an instantaneous change of character. And I wish so much that there had been a second unit filming just him. It was so amazing. But Marlon was, he was a gentleman. He absolutely carried through his duty in the film. He was there, and so we're, you know, not seeing very much of him. I really can't say I know too much about him.
Well, but unbelievable to think that as talented as you are and as lovely as you are, and then to be able to, you know, if you had to put down the icons, you know, I mean, Sophia Loren still has this electricity that is recognized worldwide. Brando, the superstar. Chaplin, I mean, you can't get bigger names than you four, quite frankly. Just an unbelievable experience of working with those folks.
Yes, it was. Oh. And I believe I am the only actress who worked with both of the English motion picture industry icons, Hitchcock and Chaplin.
One final question to you, then we're going to get on about the cast. But tell us about Melanie Griffith. I'm a big Melanie Griffith fan. I rewatch The Birds and Working Girl all the time, and I love your daughter. What is she doing right now? Anything special on her agenda right now?
Oh, she works all the time, and she has a beautiful family. You know, her husband is Antonio Banderas. My grandson, Alexander Bauer, is 25 now, and he's very musical, and has his own music group, and very talented young man. Dakota Johnson, her oldest daughter, my oldest granddaughter, is now...
Whose father is Don Johnson, the very well-known name. So you run with the heck of a crowd. No, the heck of the crowd runs with you. You don't run with... They run with you. You got quite a luxurious group, don't you?
Oh, I do indeed. And Dakota is becoming a very, very fine actress. She's in Social Network with Jesse Eisenberg.
Right.
And
I've not seen the movie yet. She's in that movie?
Yes.
Well, and that's on my list to see you next week or two.
Yeah, she's a wonderful actress. We're thrilled with what she's doing. And Melanie's youngest daughter, Stella Del Carmen Banderas Griffith, which I love seeing, she's 14, and she's a very, very beautiful, brilliant little young woman.
I'll bet they're all good-looking kids, too, with a lovely mother and good genes, and then dads like, you know, Antonio Banderas and Don Johnson. They got to be awfully good-looking kids, huh?
You know something, they are. Absolutely. in all modesty.
And that's not a proud grandmama talking either. So. Tibby, let's go on to talk about the breeding of exotic cats for personal possession. And I know this is a real cause for you, the fact that we have these exotic animals. Often they're not being cared for all over the United States. How did you get into your concerns for these exotic animals?
Well, first of all, I have to say, talking about common sense, now these animals are born, lions and tigers, and a variety of other exotic felines. They're all born in the United States to be sold as pets or for financial gain. Now, what kind of common sense is it to take an apex predator, the top of the food chain, one of the most one of the eight most dangerous animals in the world, and try to make a pet out of it? Now, where is their common sense there?
And you know what I was stunned by in doing a little research to find out that that you've got more tigers in Texas, more tigers in Texas than exist in their native country of India. That's just stunning to me.
It is amazing. Well, the exotic animal business is so huge that U.S. Fish and Wildlife put it on a par with illegal drugs.
Unbelievable to think that.
No, it is unbelievable. And I became involved with this. I've always had a love for animals, born with it, call it a birth affect. One of the advantages of being in films is that when you attain a certain celebrity, it works for you. It can work very, very positively, and I'm very, very grateful for that. But I did two films in Africa in 1969 and 1970, and during that time, environmentalists all over the world were announcing the fact that if we, the people of the world, didn't do something right then to save the animals in the wild by the year 2000, they would be gone. And there was a lot of awareness going out, and in that era, we learned about the plight of the whale, the panda, the tiger, the elephant. And so my then husband was a producer, and we thought, let's do a movie about the animals in the wild. And we were kicking around ideas. Should we use, a species? Should we focus on a particular animal?
And Tiffany, I don't want to cut you off. I've got to go. Can you give me one more segment? I've got to go to a mandatory break right now. You got time just for one more? I really want to talk about these animals and your love and some of the problems. Let me tell our listeners, we're talking to the marvelous, talented Tippi Hedren, the star of The Birds and so many motion pictures. What a treat it is for me to see a woman that I am so fond of here right on our radio show. Jim Brown's Common Sense, our website, jimbrownusa.com. Let's get a little break right now. Fresh cup of coffee. We'll come back and talk some more with Tippi Hedren.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, got an exciting show today because we've got Tippi Hedren on. She is the marvelous actress, lovely, lovely lady, The Birds, Marty, so many Alfred Hitchcock and other movies. I can go on and on with you in terms of her movie credits, but she's very involved in her concern over exotic cats for personal possession. And I think she's interested in a federal ban on this. And Tippi, let me ask you this. What happens to abandoned cats, lions, leopards, cougars, tigers, if they're abandoned? Are there any sanctuaries in this country? What do you do with animals like that?
Sanctuaries, and one of which I founded in 1983 after doing our movie. I'll try to eclipse all this. On the Gorongosa Game Preserve in Mozambique, there was a house that had been abandoned by a game warden because it flooded during the rainy seasons, and a pride of lion moved in. And so we chose this particular issue, with the house with the cats living in it, the lions and tigers living in it, and to be the sort of the basis of our movie. And we got back to the States, and because there were something like 25 to 30 lions and tigers of all sizes living in that house, that's the way the script was written, sometimes using five lions and tiger lions, sometimes 15, sometimes 12, whatever. And the script was written, and we were going to use Hollywood acting animals, have a nine-month shoot. The trainers of these animals, when they read the script, came back laughing at us and said, this script can't be done because of instinctual dictates to fight an animal they don't know. I don't want my cat hurt. I don't want to get hurt. Get your own animals to do it. And that's what started this whole thing. The first one was a rescue, and that was in 1971. And from then on, We became a very important facility to California Fish and Game, other fish and game departments of other states, to the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, to the SPCAs, the Humane Societies. All were who were rescuing these animals or confiscating them because they weren't treated well or living in horrible conditions. This is not an easy pet to take care of.
They are
not only very big, very strong, have instincts that can never be taken away, and they're dangerous. I mean, this is common sense. Do we not know that this is an apex predator? That this is, they are the reason you don't see old animals in the wild, sick animals, lame animals. It's because of them, and they get their dinner at the same time.
No doubt about it.
Now, what makes a pet out of that? So anyway, over a period of years, doing our movie, our nine-month shoot took 5 years. All of us were hurt who were in the film. I was, my daughter was, my then-husband, who was playing the role not only of director but as the scientist in the movie. Our assistant director was hurt. Our DP was hurt. And, you start thinking seriously about this issue. And in 2003, the monies that we accrued from the film were gone. And so I founded the Roar Foundation, which is the 501c3 support arm, financial support arm for the Shambhala Preserve. And all this time we kept accepting these animals. And we became sanctuary, which means no breeding, no buying, no selling, no trading, no commercial use outside the city limits, adequate veterinary care, a financial plan so that if anything happens to the director or the owner of the sanctuary, that the animals would always be safe. And, so at one point we had 150 lions and tigers and leopards here. We now have 58 at the Shambhala Preserve. And it's a monumental effort. In 2003, I was thinking, why aren't there laws in the United States prohibiting this insanity? I mean, people all over the world, all over the United States were being hurt, being killed, and children and adults. So I thought, why isn't somebody doing something to stop this? So I co-authored a bill and took it to my congressman, Buck McKeon. And he introduced the bill and stayed with it, and I testified for it. And, you have 5 minutes in which to get your point across.
Right.
And all I did was list about 18 accidents. And I said, you are the only people, you and on this committee in Washington, D.C., with a unilateral law across the United States, are the only people who can help solve this problem. And it passed unanimously in the House and Senate. And President Bush signed it in 2003. That was titled the Captive Wildlife Safety Act. And I now have a bill that I also co-authored titled a federal ban on the breeding of the exotic feline for personal possession or for financial gain.
And that's something you're pushing now. That's
yes.
Something you want to get. I follow you. Go ahead.
Yes. And I've been working on it for over 3 years. And is now in limbo because of a special interest group called the circus, the traditional circus, who wants those wild animals. They want the elephants, they want the lions and the tigers. And I have been told very, very clearly that if we don't exempt the circus from breeding those animals, the bill will not pass.
Right.
Now, we're dealing with a public safety issue here. That there is not one good thing about having lions and tigers bred in captivity to be sold for personal possession or financial use. It is a public safety issue, and it's these animals are dangerous.
Now, Tippy, let me ask you this. Is there a website, or what if some of my listeners want some more information about how they can help with a federal ban on breeding exotic cats for personal possession?
The website is Shambhala, shambala.org. And I have information about the bill. We don't have a number yet, but I'm urging people to please write to their congressmen, their senators, write to the president about this issue, about these incredibly beautiful animals. I mean, when God created our planet, I thought it was, I keep thinking, what a dichotomous situation to have one of the most powerful predators on our planet be so beautiful, so incredibly charming. They have a great capacity for love. They have a sense of humor. They have their inferiority complexes, their dominancy problems, and yet in a split second, they can be so dangerous. And there's nothing you can do to stop that power once it starts.
Very much so.
Nothing.
Well, you've done a yeoman's job of being very articulate in laying out your concerns, and I wish you every success. And I want to tell our listeners again, that's shambhala.org if you want to get more information about these exotic cats and how you can stop the misuse. And obviously, as you say, there is a great deal of misuse in terms of these pets. The hunts that take place, these canned hunts where you go out and hunt exotic animals, and what, they drug them up sometimes, don't they, Tiffany?
Oh, they do. They'll tranquilize them, put them under a tree. They'll lead them out on a chain. They'll confine them to the point where anyone who calls himself or herself a hunter can blow that animal away with a weapon of his choice for about $2,000 to $40,000 or whatever the price you're foolish enough to pay,
right,
and put the lights out of that animal's eyes with a weapon of your choice for a head on the wall and a rug on the floor.
Tippy, we're unfortunately out of time. I love talking to you. Hope I have a chance to meet you one day. Thanks so much for talking about your wonderful career and also about this important act. We'll keep talking about it right here on the show. God bless you and good luck to you, okay?
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, take care. Jim Brown, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hey, guys, if you're ready to drop a few pounds, get fitter, leaner, and stronger, forget the diet. Dieting is kryptonite to a man's soul. Dieting is about less. Less food, less energy, less you. You don't want less. You want more. More time, more energy, more freedom. You want full strength. Hi, Sean Phillips here, creator of the Full Strength Premium Nutrition Shake for Men. For the past 20 years, I've helped the Hollywood A-list, pro athletes, and busy people from all walks of life look great, feel great, and perform great. And I'm here to tell you, men need more nutrition, not less food. Full Strength is more. It's the delicious daily total nutrition shake that reboots your body for more energy and vitality fast. Visit fullstrength.com. and turn your body back on high with the 14-day Full Strength Challenge. It's 100% guaranteed results that you can see and feel. That's fullstrength.com, university-tested, clinically proven nutrition for your best life. And for the first 20 guys to visit fullstrength.com, I'll pick up the shipping. That's fullstrength.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
A lively day today. I hope you enjoyed the whole show, if you were able to take in the whole show, particularly that last interview with Tippi Hedren, who's always been one of my favorite actors. You haven't seen that movie, The Birds, go and get it from a video store. It's on television fairly regular that I've seen it. I've seen it 25 times, but I just thought it was fascinating that Tippi Hedren said that when Alfred Hitchcock made this movie, if you don't know what the movie is, this little town is attacked by thousands and thousands of birds, and it kills a lot of people, and kids are attacked. It's a pretty vicious movie. And Tippi Hedren was discovered by Hitchcock, the massively popular director back in his time. He was the man. And so she's discovered in the role. But as she said in the final scene, the birds just attack her, and they're supposed to be using mechanical birds. And the guy comes in the day of the movie and says, well, we're not going to use mechanical birds. We've got to use real birds because the mechanical birds aren't working. And Tippi kind of inferred that they never planned to use mechanical birds, but she weathered it out, wasn't hurt, and as a consequence was just a stunning hit, huge Hitchcock movie. Then I didn't know that, Melanie Griffith was her daughter, a working girl married to Antonio Banderas, the huge Latin movie star. And then she was married to Don Johnson before that, who it was that Miami series about he was a cop in Miami. He'd done a lot of good films. I like Don Johnson, like them all. So interesting lady, and she's a personal focus right now are these exotic cats, which, by the way, are a problem. You know, you can go out to Texas and do these exotic bird hunts, and that always has concerned me. I'm sorry, exotic game hunts. And what they do, they'll fence in 1,000 acres, and they'll have tigers and lions or these huge deer they breed, and you just go out and you pay maybe $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and as Tippi said, they often drug these animals, drug them up so that they aren't really moving all that much. So you go out and get your trophy, supposedly. Well, that's not really true hunting. I mean, I come from Louisiana where we hunt deer and ducks and geese and wild hogs. Got a huge wild hog infestation down here in the South, by the way. I don't know how you folks are out in the country. You probably don't have that problem in areas like Idabel, Oklahoma, or Paducah, Kentucky, maybe some of the rural areas out in Utah. I don't think you folks in Spanish Lake or Delta have that problem, but we in the South do. And I know that my listeners in Lafayette, over in Hattiesburg and Macomb know what I'm talking about, because these wild hogs, know we've got a camp in St. Francisville, Louisiana, like you're going up to Natchez. And my son puts cameras out there on the trees because he's trying to see where the deer move around and kind of manage the deer population. And he has these feeders that come out and feed automatically a couple of times a day. And at night, on these cameras, you'll see 50 to 100 wild hogs that'll come out in packs to eat the corn. I mean, 50 to 100. There's thousands and thousands of these hogs down here, I'm sure, all over the place. Anyway, they're not exotic animals. I'm just telling you the individual problem. But to have these exotic, so there's plenty of stuff to hunt. But then to have these exotic pet hunts where you shoot a tiger, shoot a lion, and drug them up, to me, that's not hunting at all. And that ought to be banned, quite frankly. And then I thought it was interesting that Tip, you said that what you do with these animals, after they get old, lame, they're abandoned, they're abused, they've got sanctuaries for these animals. But isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing that she said there are more tigers in Texas than exist in their native country of India? I mean, you think you want to go see a tiger, you go to India, don't you? That's where you go see a tiger. More tigers in the state of Texas than there are in India. I'm just dumbfounded by that. Anyway, glad to have Tippi Hedren on our show today. And if you've not seen The Birds, the movie The Birds, I'd urge you to do so. If you want more information about her efforts to protect these wild animals, the website is shambala.org. It's S-H-A-M-B-A-L-A, nothing but A's, S-H-A-M-B-A-L-A.org. I'll have that up on my website. There's her picture, and I'll put the link on the website up there later on today. So if you're interested, you can check it out. And contact your congressman if you share Tippi's passion that these exotic cats for personal possession is something that we ought to limit because of the abuse that happens to them. So anyway, glad to have her and glad to have her on the show. And by the way, I mentioned that book before. If you missed the interview too, Resurrecting Anthony, this is a gripping, gripping story by Linda Cole and Tony Cole. Their son has a heart attack. They don't get oxygen to him. He is basically dependent for the rest of his life. He can talk, but just has no memory, doesn't remember anything. And a very gripping story of the pain, the suffering they went through, not only their son, and the gripping book they wrote as an example to other parents to let you learn about something called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. I've never heard of it, but apparently about 1% of the population is subject to the syndrome disease that basically gives you a heart attack. Your heart just goes racing very, very quickly. And as they said, I learned a pretty good lesson. Linda and Tony said, really, that you could also do an EJ. You can be sure it's not, you're not in that 1% with an EKG, that even young children. You know, I've got a little granddaughter that's 8 years old. Maybe I'm going to talk to my doctor about maybe her having an EKG just to wipe out the fact that that could ever happen. It happened to a 12-year-old boy, and he basically is completely dependent on his parents now at 24. The book Resurrecting Anthony, again, on our website. And just a marvelous story by Linda Cole and Tony Cole. Website is jimbrownusa.com. That's www.jimbrownusa.com. And by the way, we've got a new app out. If you have an iPhone, an iPad, you can download our app. You can read updates that we put on our websites. And you can see interviews that we have. You can listen to this interview right here with Tippi Hedren and Linda Cole. And just go to the Apple Store and you type in Jim Brown, two words, Jim Brown, and download the app. It's for free. It doesn't cost you a thing. So what a great deal, huh? So you ought to have my app if you've got an iPhone or iPad. I'd urge you to put it up there and put it on your focus right there. Listen, let me tell you one final thing I saw. This is interesting. A recent study was done about germs in our town, and it was done by Dr. Richard Hastings. He's a microbiologist, and he had a team that went around and took swabs from numeric keypads on a string of ATMs all over the country. They go and take swabs of ATMs all over the country. Then they took similar swabs from the seats of nearby public laboratories, toilet seats, and they compared the bacteria under microscopes in a lab. Now, the swab was left to grow overnight, and samples from both locations, from the ATM that you hit with your fingers if you want to draw money out, and from the toilet seats. And both samples were found to contain what they call pseudomonads, bacillus, bacterias, which are known to cause sickness, diarrhea, make you quite ill. So they both had the same level. You follow me? The toilet seat, the public toilet seat, and the ATM had the very same level of bacteria that could cause you sickness, diarrhea, any number of problems. And the article went on to say, and something I've always been concerned about, you know, one of the places that is every bed as bad as the toilet seat is the grocery cart. You know, you go to the grocery store and grab a cart. Well, you can imagine, especially this time of year, people have colds and they've wiped their nose and then they put their hands on that cart. And you're next to take the cart and put your hands on there. And now I've asked several supermarkets this where I shop. I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've got Whole Foods I go to, Albertsons. Several of the stores did not have the little wipes. Whole Foods does, but now most of them do. They have the wipes. And you know what? You ought to ask, I would urge you to ask your supermarket, look, I want to shop here with you. You need to have wipes that we can wipe off the cart handle. I always grab the wipe, wipe off the cart handle, and then you're freed, you know, not to have those germs right there. But, you know, door handles. I mean, you go to the public door handles, I usually try to push or find it up on the top, or if I have to use the handle, I kind of wipe my hand good afterwards. But, and I'm not trying to tell you I got a phobia or anything like this, or I'm overreacting to it. I got a problem when I've washed my hands, and then somebody comes up and says, hey, Jim, how you doing? Good to see you. Stick your hands out there. I'm halfway through my food. Well, that person has grabbed the door handle, has been any, you know, maybe gotten out of the cab or any number of things they've grabbed. I don't know what the germs are on their hand. I'm eating my food. I'm picking up bread. You know how you got to use your hands to pick up certain things. You pick up bread. Maybe a little piece of lettuce fell off your plate. You throw that back on. You handle food. I try not to, but you handle food. Well, when you do so, be very careful about that. But again, cash machines, ATMs, every bit as bad as the toilet seat. So a little common sense there to use. Hey, I'm out of time. I sure enjoyed having what I thought was a great show today. I hope you enjoyed it. With good books, Tippi Hedren, great movie star of The Birds, and, of course, the grip-riveting book, Resurrecting Anthony, Linda Cole, Tony Cole, all that, pick up on our website. Look, you folks have a good week. Hope you are productive in what you do. I'm glad you spent some time with me today. I had a lot of fun, as I always do. Again, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Take a look at the site. Download my app for free. Have a good week.
Common sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.